You let me know when we're ready to go, Sarah. Or whoever. Is that Sarah?
No, it's Colette. Good to go.
Colette, you let me know. Okay. I would like to welcome everyone to the meeting this evening. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure that their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussions of in-committee's items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for the second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should then leave the meeting by hanging up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that meeting has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to your microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please indicate if you wish to speak on an item. Use the instant messaging facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in as listed. Members should ensure their cameras are switched on when speaking. Cameras should also be switched on when a vote is being taken. I would like to remind members to keep their instant messages to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, type P if you wish to propose, and type S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments and using instant messaging. In the event that two councillors propose at the same time, the person who proposed first will be taken as the proposer and the person who proposed second will be recorded as the seconder. I think we could all probably say that by now ourselves. So, first of all, any apologies?
Chair, I'm not aware of any apologies.
Okay. Colette, anything come in?
Nothing, Chair.
Okay. Anybody from the floor? No? Okay, perfect. Have we any, on to item two then, any declarations of interest?
None.
Or conflict of interest? Okay, none. On to item three then, the action sheet. I'll just go through page by page. So page one, page two, page three. Gary, do you want to come in there? Is that?
Sure, very briefly. No, it's probably too early days, but just any update on the Newry Canal item? I know Director was getting in touch with the Director of ERT, and I know maybe that there's early days in this, but just ask for a quick update if possible.
Okay, who was that?
Yeah, if you're happy for me to come in now. Yes, there was a meeting actually chaired to be held this week, but unfortunately the representative of Armagh Banbridge Craig Gavin could not attend, so I'm aware of two dates now being held for a rescheduled in the next week or two, so I'm happy to update the next committee arising from that meeting.
Okay.
Thanks, Johnny. Thanks, Chair.
Perfect. So we'll just carry on. Page four, page five, and page six. Can I, if there's no matters arising, can I have a proposer and seconder?
Which of you seconded?
Who's proposed? Okay, Una. Perfect. And Terry seconded. Excellent. So on to item. Oh, sorry. Somebody's got a question there, Karen.
Sorry, there seems to be a delay in the meeting chat for anybody coming in with a Q or P.
Sorry about that. I don't know if it's really my Wi-Fi or not, but
I just noticed. Sorry, on, yeah, it's just for the record for the closed section on the action sheet. Was that ever presented like that before the council? Because it's something that I hadn't noticed. I just wanted to when it was put in an action sheet, why it was this in this closed session.
Okay, Johnny, can you answer that?
Yes, that would be normal practice. It just records the decision as it would in the minutes, and that's what would be presented to the to full council arising from last month's committee meeting.
Okay, thank you. I didn't notice it before, Chair, it worded that way, so thank you. Thanks for that, Johnny.
Yeah, no, good question. Okay, then on to item four then. So this is over to Sinead.
Thank you, Chair. This paper relates to changes to the provision of the commercial refuse collection service for both trade waste customers and caravan site operators. So the purpose of the report is to provide an update to committee in relation to some recommended changes to the existing collection service to the customers noted. These are to implement an alternate weekly collection for our commercial waste customers and to make some changes to the service provided to the caravan site operators. These key changes will significantly have the potential to significantly increase the recycling that is generated by trade waste customers in the district. So first of all, looking at the weekly commercial waste collection service. So currently we have 406 out of 871 customers that are utilising alternative weekly collections, with the remainder being on black bin collection only. Changing to alternative collection for residual and dry recycled waste will align the commercial waste collection service with the domestic collection service. It's anticipated that implementing this service will increase both recycling rates across the district and will provide savings through waste diversion. It will also provide an opportunity to for cost savings for businesses, as lower costs are paid by customers for the collection of the dry recyclable waste stream. A further incentive to move to alternative weekly collection service in this proposal is that participating customers will be provided with an equivalent number of blue bins that will at the cost of £15,000. Now, due to the ongoing supply issues that we have with bins, we propose that these changes will be implemented from July 2022. In addition, then, in relation to the caravan sites, currently waste arisings for caravan site operators are collected on a separate schedule from our trade waste customers. Caravan site operators are provided with 26 scheduled collections a year, and these are on an alternative basis. A number of unscheduled collections are made on request. There have been some changes made to the caravan site operator license conditions, which allows caravan sites, as you may know, open for a longer period during the year, which has increased waste production at the sites. And also the additional bookings over the last year has resulted in increased waste arisings at the sites. We did receive feedback from our customers at the caravan sites over the last year, and you know, some issues had been raised in terms of the service and the 26 scheduled services. So the current collection arrangements have been identified as needing to be amended to meet the service needs better going forward. So to do this, it's proposed that we will integrate the waste collection for the caravan site customers with our waste service provided to our trade waste customers, offering an increased schedule collection. So this will be available on an alternative weekly schedule throughout the year, as opposed to the restricted 26 scheduled collections that are currently offered. Now the next part that I'm talking about is in relation to charges, and the current charges were agreed by committee in October 2018 following legal advice that waste collected from caravan sites is identified as commercial waste and as accounts were obliged to charge for that waste collection service. As you can see in Appendix 2, the changes that were introduced in 2018 were phased over a 3-year period, with a further price review to be scheduled in September 2020. This review was delayed until now as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. So caravan sites, as you'll see, are currently charged at a lower rate than other businesses, and it's proposed to align the service charges paid by caravan site operators to commercial waste customers to ensure that the charges are applied equitably across all commercial categories that we provide a service to. A consultation process was undertaken with the caravan site operators regarding the proposed change, and two meetings were held to outline the proposals and to get feedback from the customers. While an increase in the charges was not particularly welcomed, the understanding of the reasoning was provided of the reason behind increased charges was provided, and other proposals that were put forward in terms of the review and this increase in scheduled collections was welcomed, along with proposals in relation to assistance with recycling initiatives, which will in turn reduce the cost of waste disposal at the sites. So the recommendations for this report are that members are asked, firstly in relation to commercial waste, that commercial refuse customers are contacted and advised of the proposed move to an alternative weekly collection cycle of residual and dry recycled waste. And commercial customers will be provided with appropriate bins to facilitate this change, so there's no cost burden to customers as a result of the change. And then secondly, in relation to caravan sites, members are asked to approve integration and alignment of the waste collection service for caravan site customers with the waste collection provided for trade waste customers, offering alternative weekly collection services as required throughout the year. And also the commercial refuse charges for caravan parks are to be increased to align with and be equitable to charges across other businesses from April 2022. And just finally like to point out the resource implications. So in relation to alternative weekly collection, it's estimated that, as I mentioned, the bins, the value of £15,000 would need to be purchased. But savings have been identified, estimated at £20,000 per annum for the diversion of waste into the dry recyclable waste stream. In terms then of collection arrangements and charges at caravan sites, council will receive additional income through the alignment of the commercial refuse charges from the current discounted rates to the equitable application of commercial charges, and this will be offset against disposal costs. Additional savings have been identified as approximately £20,000 per annum. And this is made through the integration of the collection with the commercial waste rather than providing a separate provision on an overtime basis for the caravan sites. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Sinead. So we have a couple of questions in there. This is for decision as well. So, Harold, Councillor McKee, do you want to come on in?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Yes, and thanks for the report. And interesting to read some of that stuff there, where there's a saving of £20,000 a year, and that has to be very welcome. I can understand why caravan owners, maybe stroke site caravan owners as well, would not be overly happy, I would imagine, with the increase, because I can see on the various coloured bins the price has actually doubled from, say, last year to this year, and that seems quite a hike. And the problem is with caravanners, it's classed as commercial waste, and yet it is used by domestic users. And a similar thing applies with the electricity going into a caravan site. Very same thing happens there too. And all that happens is that the owners actually pass the prices on to the caravan owners, which you know, they're not overly happy about, I can imagine. Just wondering, there's a slight difference between trade and caravan. Those bins that are being supplied to the caravan owner, do the caravan site owners, have they to pay for the emptying of those additional bins? Thank you.
As was just a point of clarification, is that the additional bins that are being provided are for the trade waste customers that are currently on black bin collection only. So to move those customers to alternative weekly collection between black bin and blue bin, the further incentive there is to provide a blue bin free of charge. Now, we will be liaising with those customers, and you know, we do recognise that there are limitations in terms of storage space and so on. So where they might have a larger receptacle, we could be looking at replacing with two smaller ones. So it's going to be very much on an individual basis. In terms of the caravan site operators, they currently are working, they're currently operating alternative weekly collections. So they already would have their own supply of both black and blue bins and we just ask them to ensure that they've got sufficient capacity to meet the needs of the site. So as was Councillor McKay, it's two separate matters. The provision of the additional bins free of charge is for the trade waste customers that are not currently using the recycling streams.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Sinead. Councillor Taylor?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. My comments were actually fairly similar to Harold's there, just in terms of the price increase is significant, and it's something that I have received representations on in the past and in relation to now, because obviously there has been consultation ongoing with the operators in regard to this. And as Harold has said, the fear would be that this price hike will be put upon the caravan owners, not the caravan operators. They will obviously put that on to the owners. And on one hand, we're trying to encourage people into the district to holiday in the district and, you know, obviously spend money in the district. But with these, you know, and listen, there's obviously reasons for doing this. But on one hand, you know, you're obviously trying to deliver the best service you can, but there is an impact on potentially holiday makers and the increase that they have to incur. And we don't want to be doing too much that would try and put them off in that regard as well. So that's a concern that I do have, because ultimately the price increase will be put on to them, I fear, you know, as we go forward in this, and Harold's already relayed that. But I do welcome the fact that there will be an increase in collection services, because again, that was one of the, you know, representations that I would have received, you know, from caravan operators as well, and it's good that we're able to do that. And obviously with any increase in service, there is a cost implication with that. None of us are naive to think that that can be done without any impact in that regard. But I think just whenever we are, you know, doing these type of things, we should always be conscious about the impact that it has on the people that we're trying to encourage in the district as well, you know, to come and visit in the district and spend money in the district. Sometimes, you know, I think sometimes that can be forgotten, but I suppose just a question I would ask in terms of the price increase. There was obviously discussions and consultation with the operators. Was there any proposals came from them in terms of how you could mitigate costs? Obviously, because there is a significant increase, was there any proposals came forward from them that you could have considered that would have tried to lessen, you know, the impact that there is obviously in the increase, you know, as part of those discussions that there was over the two meetings that were had?
Okay, you happy to come in, Sinead?
Yes, I'll just pick up in terms of the passing on of the cost to the customers, and I suppose in terms of the discussions around the price increase, and a lot of the discussion around that, Councillor Taylor, was based on, you know, you can see the difference in the price the black bin as opposed to the blue bin, you know, £22.56 as opposed to £14.22. So a lot of our discussions were around diversion of the waste at the site into the blue bins, and what our proposals and discussions were around providing bags that could be given out to the customers at the caravan sites, that they, and some leaflets and information to have them recycle when they're using the sites. So to encourage, I suppose, not to take a holiday from recycling because you're on holiday, and to apply the same principles that you would at home. So we would envisage that, you know, those additional campaigns and that support that would be provided would actually reduce the amount of waste that's going into the black bins and divert it to the blue, and reduce that overall cost. So that would be one way to mitigate the increased costs that would see coming through.
Okay, thank you. Are you happy enough, Councillor Taylor?
Yeah, thanks, Sinead. Thanks, Chair. Yeah.
Thank you, okay. Chair.
Thank you very much, Councillor Murphy. We'll have you as a proposer. Can we have a seconder, please? Thank you very much, Councillor McGuinness. Forgive me if there is a wee slight delay here on my chat. Okay, so just before I look for a proposer and seconder to go into committee, just to make you aware that item 6, business case for the provisions of additional grounds maintenance services, has been withdrawn from the agenda. I assume it will probably go on next month. So if you look at decision time, you'll find then that everything's bumped up a number. So, okay. So,
Catherine, could I go back on that first one for you, maybe on sort of almost like a counter proposal? I really do believe there's two parts to that proposal, and for as much as I would like to see number one, the alternative weekly collection, I wouldn't be too content about a price hike which states on the number two. So for that reason I couldn't propose or second or in favour of that.
Okay,
obviously, that would be taken on board with the Carabao's local to me and the discussions I'm having.
I'll just have to double check here, Harold, because we'll have a proposer and seconder, so just let me double check 1 second.
Could you not have a counter proposal, no?
1 second, bear with me. Yeah, go ahead, Johnny, come on in.
Yeah, Chair, I mean, from the standing orders perspective, my understanding is that item is now closed because you moved on to the next item on the agenda. You could, however, note Councillor McKee's concerns in relation to what was presented.
I think if you look at my P, now, I can't guarantee it. I take it was in before it had moved on. But that's just the nature of modern technology.
I think I'd actually said there when I'd actually moved on, and there was a load of the seconders that was actually coming in. Now, I mean, there is a mild delay. I'm not sure if it's the delay in Teams or if it's just on my end. But I had actually moved on before by the time Una's seconder had come in, and I'd actually moved on. So there was a bit of a delay, Harold. So if you're happy.
No, not to worry. As long as that's noted that I have concerns about that, that's okay. Thank you.
Chair, can I also ask that my concerns have been noted along with Councillor McKee? Because I think we outlined similar concerns in respect to the proposal, so I'd ask also that I'm included in that.
Yeah, fair enough, Councillor Taylor, absolutely. Okay, thank you. So, item six has been withdrawn, meaning then that item seven then becomes item six and so on. So, So items 5, 6 and 7 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act NI 2014. Information relating to the financial and business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information and the public, may by resolution be excluded during these items. Can I please have a proposer and second to go and close session? Proposer, thank you very much, Councillor Murphy, and seconded, Councillor Finnegan, thank you very much. Colette, if you could just let me know. They're all coming in at once here, folks, thanks very much. And Councillor McKevitt, thank you very much. So,
go ahead.
Item, yeah.
There no, okay. Sorry, there's you no press. Right there? Yeah, there's no press, you can go ahead.
Item 5, report on the state's management and security audit findings. On the proposal of Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor Finnegan, it was agreed to approve the state's management and security action plan and agree to quarterly updates being provided to the committee on the implementation status of the plan. Item 6, waste management procurement update. On the proposal of Councillor Andrew, seconded by Councillor McKee, it was agreed to note the issues identified with licence requirements to carry goods for hire and reward associated with tenders identified in the report and the follow-up action taken by the department. Item 7, fleet management action plan update. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Finnegan, it was agreed to approve the fleet management action plan update dated the 20th of January 2022. So just moving on then to the final item, item 8. This is the historical action sheet. So bear with me. This is a bit of a big one. So we'll just go through page by page. If there's any questions, we'll just take them at the end, if that's okay. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9, page 10, page 11, page 12, page 13, page 14, page 15 and page 16. So any questions on any of those? No? Okay. Can I have a proposer and seconder, please, for them?
So proposed, Chair.
Thank you very much, Councillor Andrews. And thank you very much, Councillor McGuinness. So that's us, folks.
Thanks very much.
Unless I'm going to be told any members. Different. Okay, thank you very much. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, see you.